Al Sibbett didn't expect to stay superintendent of the Cannleton City Schools for very long. He thought he'd stay for 6 months, then get out. After all, when he took over,
the superintendent had just been fired. School corporation was in complete disarray.
The state's attorney general says Sibbett's predecessor had misspent more than a fifth of the Cannleton School District's budget. He'd stopped paying federal taxes. Sibbett could not be a hands-off interim. He had to cancel service contracts, ask the staff to agree to a 5% pay cut. Now he's committed himself to righting the ship.
I'll be 72 years old in September. I don't need to be working, but I've taken this as a personal challenge that I'm going to keep this place open if there's any possible way, unless the state just makes it where we can't make, you know, payroll and we can't pay the light and the water and the sewer.
But keeping that promise to the state's smallest school corporation in Indiana's smallest city will be difficult because of a problem that's so far mostly impacted bigger districts. Cannleton schools have lost more than half of their local tax revenues to Indiana's property tax caps. Proportionally speaking, only Muncie, Gary, and the Franklin Township schools in Indianapolis have seen bigger dents in their revenue streams. Sibbett drives along a flood wall standing between tiny downtown Cannleton and the Ohio River, wondering aloud whether the corporation will still be around in just 5 years.
I think what bothers me worse is that, you know, when you get to a point where you can't cut anymore, I don't know what you do then.
It's a dramatic reversal from just a decade ago when school corporations could, with a few limits, essentially name their own property tax rate. But Purdue economist Larry DeBoer says a state Supreme Court decision sent property taxation in Indiana into chaos. From 1 year to the next, DeBoer says property owners started seeing huge swings in their property tax bills.
You'd buy a house, you'd say, well, I can afford this house, I can afford the payment, I can afford the property tax payments, and then a year or two down the road, property tax payments doubled. And you feel like, well, maybe I can't afford this house.
The property tax caps were born out of a desire to limit uncertainty for property owners. As DeBoer puts it,
yes, your property taxes may vary, they may grow, but there is a cap. They cannot be higher than a certain percentage of the value of your property.
In 2010, Indiana property owners got to keep more than $430 million because of the caps. By last year, that number had grown to more than $760 million. About a third of that money would have gone to school corporations. DeBoer says there is a way out for distressed school districts. Pass a referendum. If voters decide to raise their own property taxes, the caps no longer apply. In Cannleton, voters passed a referendum in 2010 before the tax caps had hit the hardest. But even then, the stakes were clear.
The referendum was to keep the school open.
That's longtime Cannleton resident, teacher, and high school athletic director Brian Garrett. He says residents like the district's small class sizes, and he doubts students in the impoverished city would find a home in bigger school districts nearby.
There's a huge service that's provided to some kids here that I don't think will graduate if they go to another school corporation. I just don't think they can survive.
But Sibbett says other school corporations could probably educate Cannleton's kids for cheaper, and the neighboring school corporation not far up the road in Tell City would easily be able to accommodate Cannleton's 240 students. But consolidation doesn't appear to be an option for Cannleton for a key reason. Cannleton's small tax base is supporting too much debt. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.